Wise summary from Capricorns for May of 2024. Wise, why do I call it wise? Because all the other astrology shit, all the other astrology shit, you can see from other astrology websites. You don't need Johnny Waxman to tell you what Taurus energies are doing for Capricorns, because you know what it's doing. Taurus energies trine Capricorn Earth Star sign, so it's a destination of stability. Everything, and I use the word absolutely everything, that you're never ever gonna let go of, you're feeling very attached to it right now. It has been a surprising, unbelievable change of Pluto in Aquarius since the 21st of January. Pluto has moved home. Pluto has literally moved out of Capricorn where it was stuck. Your life was stuck. Your life was fucked. Your life was screwed. Your life was... Oh, it was hard work. Oh, there were some good moments, but it was hard work since 2008 until January of 2024. Your life felt, oh, you couldn't carry on anymore. We've got to a point where, oh, come on, do me a favour, God. Do me a favour, for fuck's sake. Can you please, please change my life? Please. And sure enough, Pluto in Aquarius has been changing, has changed it. And for some of you, it's forced its changes upon you. It's made you compellingly attractive. That's an unusual thing for Capricorns, because you think that Geminis are attractive. You think Aries are attractive. You think other people are attractive. But you don't look at yourself and think you're attractive. Yes. You became attractive to other people because you're happier, you're freer, you're more alive, you're more excitable, you're more invigorated, you've been given. God has given you an energy to use wisely. Now, if you use your energy and splurt it all over the internet, in other words, you're sharing your energy with a million people who are watching you on YouTube or 10 million people who are following you on Instagram, then you're stupid. You're absolutely stupid. That's the definition of Taurus energies, because it wants you to share your energy with people who are going to share their energy back with you. You know, when you see some of these YouTube clips, and they are fascinating, I will admit they're all very fascinating. You've got 10 million people have viewed it, but not a single person on YouTube has paid to listen to them. Not a single YouTube listener hasn't paid. They haven't subscribed. They haven't paid. They haven't given you any money. Money talks, bullshit walks. And if you're doing things for the benefit of others, it's very charming, very nice. If you're doing it charitable, that's very nice. But if you're doing it business orientated, you're stupid if you haven't made any money out of it. And therefore, that's got to come to an end. It should already have come to an end. If you were in a marriage or a loveless marriage where you weren't even having any sex, you weren't receiving any love from your partner, you were stupid. You're stupid. It was a prison. If you were living life and doing things and you weren't getting paid, you're receiving love and money. Love and money. They're the two energies that to keep us going. If you weren't receiving any love or weren't receiving any money, then of course you're stupid. And Taurus energies tell it to you straight. Johnny Waxman tells it to you straight. You're stupid. And that's got to come to an end. It has already come to an end. And when you stop wasting your energy on stupid people, meaningless people, people who do nothing for you, all of a sudden you've got lots of energy for yourself. Ah, now you've got the energy of yourself. You're now dedicating your own life energy to yourself and you're getting it right. The only way I can compare it is life before the internet. I know the internet's very fascinating. I know the internet's very good. I know all the good things about the internet. I know that's why I'm on the internet. But life before the internet was less complicated, because when you love somebody, you love them. When you did something for somebody, they did something for you, because they were in real life. They weren't across the ocean. They weren't in the Atlantic or the Pacific, or they weren't in Australia. They weren't in New Zealand. They weren't in Timbuktu. They were next to you, holding your hand, having a cup of coffee with you, sharing their lives and their love with you. The internet, oh, it's splurged all over the place. Definition of Capricorns now, for those of you who have finally received the message, you now realize that life is all about being dedicated to the singularity of the people who you love the most, and they love you back the most. You dedicate your business to making money. Making money, and if you're not making money, then stop it. I mean, I'm a Libra, so I'm a little easier to let go of things than you are. Capricorns, you sometimes don't let go of it. It doesn't make you any money. What are you doing it for? Stop. If there's no business plan towards it, stop. And the definition of when you stop something that's dysfunctional, stop doing things that are useless and meaningless, all of a sudden you've got lots of energy. It's the very same way as stop drinking alcohol, stop smoking cigarettes. I mean, some people that smoke, they smoke a packet or two a day. If they would use that money in their pockets and have the money for themselves to do something different with it, then they would have a lot of money. They would be very well. Stop drinking alcohol, you become happier. Stop smoking cigarettes, you become happier. It's just the way life is. You stop doing something toxic, useless and meaningless. All of a sudden, you've got lots of energy for yourself to live your destiny. And that's what May is all about. Now, for those of you who have received it immediately, all Capricorns should be loving life now more than ever before, because something came to an end and something new has begun. Capricorns who are still holding on, you're still being a stubborn, it's frustrating you. It's getting on your nerves. You can't take it anymore. Nothing is happening in your life. Your life is dead boring. Nobody loves you. Nobody wants you. Nobody's connected to you. You're feeling dead, 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 dead. And if I resonate with that message to you, then this is Taurus, is where the revolution takes place for those Capricorns who need this revolutionary energy, in order for you to realize now you're born to be loved by someone. Someone out there in the world loves you. And if you're not feeling the love energy, then there's something wrong. And that something wrong has got to be fixed imminently, very, very soon. It's got to get fixed. If you want a loving relationship, some Capricorns don't want a loving relationship. They want to make money. They want to be in business. So again, if you're not making money, then something's wrong. And that's got to go for a revolutionary change. You've got to make money now. Love and money. Money and love, both together or separately, whichever your decision is. You're a Capricorn. You decide for yourself. But one or the other. You need it. You need it because that's what life 2024 is all about.